My first dog, Wendy, became a radio dog before she turned two, when I started working at KABU. She would hang out in the back office with me every day while I managed the memberships and lie on the floor in the air booth under my feet when I did my shows. She liked when the station moved from Southwest Yamhill Street to our present location on Southeast 8th, because there was more room to wander around and more people to visit. Wendy lived to be 14, and the day that I had to put her down, we stopped at KABU on the way to the vet so she could say goodbye to everyone. My next dog, Leela, barked a lot, so after a couple disrupted shows, I stopped bringing her to the station. But my third dog, Karina, was very quiet and serious and loved coming to KABU. She would lie beside my chair in Studio 2 every week when I did Locus Focus and occasionally jingle her tags, which let listeners know that she was holding up her end of the show. When dogs were banned from Studio 2 a few years ago, Karina became the KABU reception dog, hanging out with the receptionist while I did my show, and greeting everyone who came into the station, which she loved to do because she loved everybody. She even made it onto a KABU Twitter feed one morning. Now there is Maya, a lively and vocal adolescent doodle, who is still in training to become a full-fledged radio dog. So for now, she's helping Ender, the public affairs director, while I do my show, and I soon expect her to start producing her own programs. Besides all these radio dogs, I also had one studio cat, amongst many others, who were not so inclined. Chomsky loved to work with me in my home studio, sitting on my lap when I was playing the guitar, and eventually learning how to operate the big 8-track reel-to-reel tape recorder I used before I went digital. The machine had a large remote control unit with big buttons, and Chomsky learned how to push the stop button when he didn't like what I was recording. Fortunately, when I replaced the machine with a computer-based system, he wasn't as prone to push buttons. My current cat, Fellini, also likes to hang out in the studio, but instead of engineering for me, he just wants to walk all over the equipment and knock small items on the floor. How we love our animals.